This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A fire at a factory in southern Taiwan has left several people dead and more than 100 people wounded or missing. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The fire began in the evening and raged overnight, bursting into explosions at times. The golf ball factory in Ping Tung County soon became surrounded by firefighters struggling to find those missing. Local television showed one rescuer shining a torch at an entrance blocked by mangled metal as he called out, "Anyone in there?" Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen expressed her condolences to the families of the victims. She also said she would travel to Ping Tung to meet those affected by the incident. A local authority said that the cause of the fire was still under investigation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the U.N. General Assembly. Quote, "The U.S. and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts, which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocs and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order," Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. Pope Francis is labeling the weapons industry as being a key driver of the, quote, "martyrdom of Ukraine's people in Russia's war." And he says even the withholding now of weapons is going to continue their misery. Francis appeared to refer to Poland's recent announcement that it is no longer sending arms to Ukraine. Francis acknowledged he was frustrated that the Vatican's diplomatic initiatives hadn't borne much fruit, but he said beyond the Russia-Ukraine conflict was the weapons industry. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Armenia's foreign minister Ararat Mirzoyan quoted experts saying that there was a, quote, "risk of genocide in Nagorno-Karabakh" during his speech at the United Nations General Assembly on Saturday.
A number of international human rights organizations, lawyers, genocide scholars, reputable independent experts, including the former ICC prosecutor and the former special advisor of the UN Secretary General on the prevention of genocide, have already characterized the situation on the ground in Nagorno-Karabakh as a risk of genocide.
Karabakh, a mountainous area in the volatile wider South Caucasus region, is internationally recognized as Azerbaijan territory, but part of it has been run by separatist Armenian authorities since a war that ended in the early 1990s. On Tuesday, Azerbaijan went on the offensive against Armenian positions in the disputed region and opened fire, including in areas inhabited by civilians. Russia says Ukraine has launched another missile attack on Sevastopol on the occupied Crimean Peninsula. The strike on Saturday came a day after an attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet left a serviceman missing and the main building smoldering. The regional governor said that Sevastopol was put under an air raid alert for about an hour early Saturday after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ferry traffic in the area was also halted and later resumed. Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
NASA's spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cupful of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a 7-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration's grant of temporary legal status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelans already in the United States may complicate its messaging abroad. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warned in May that anyone contemplating a journey to the U.S. would be swiftly deported if found to be in the country illegally. But his expansion of temporary protected status this week applies to Venezuelans who arrived by July 31st. Critics say it encourages others to come, figuring that warnings against illegal entry ring hollow. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.